This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes, live tonight, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Some of you have responded to my quest. Please continue to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you are interested in national reciprocity, if you are for national reciprocity, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I am forwarding that on to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel, who are then getting with the guys at Ammoland, and they're looking at everything that's on the table right now and trying to figure out which one we're going to go with. During the founding of America and our republic, the general belief was that religious faith was necessary for the good health of a people. Protestant Christians dominated in an increasing variety of denominations, but Roman Catholics and Jews were present early on, thanks to our shores welcoming the persecuted to seek their own havens. Religious tolerance became a colonial ethic. Sadly, Muslims were not yet building the very fabric of our nation and strengthening the core of our democracy at that time. The predominant theology of many of the most influential founders was deistic. This emphasized belief in divine providence, the creation of the world by a God who is just and supports just causes in this world, and who metes out justice in an afterlife based on people's acts in this. They believed, with Benjamin Franklin, that God governs in the affairs of men. But they rarely seemed to explicitly refer to Christianity in their vocabulary of the time. They were very comfortable describing the role of God in the world in their polity in the Old Testament language. And this framed the relationship of God to man and country in terms that were accepted by all faiths, and should today for all people of the book. They had no doubt that the founding and the independence of America was guided by providence toward the more perfect union that they ultimately accomplished. Some examples from John Winthrop: if we shall deal falsely with our God in his work, or in this work we have undertaken, we shall be made a story and a byword throughout the world. Reverend John Witherspoon said, by the influence of their religious government, their people may be the more regular citizens and the more useful members of society. Samuel Adams said, true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness. Benjamin Franklin, morality is, or virtue is the end, faith a means to obtain that end. Men are so wicked as we see them now with religion, what would they be without it? Thomas Jefferson, man was destined for society. His morality, therefore, was to be formed in this objective. He was endowed with a sense of right or wrong. Goes on and on and on. Now, knowing this, from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, I bring you this. Because they put down the Ten Commandments of the Second Amendment. You know where the basis for this comes from. Now let me give you the commandments. Number one, I am the Second Amendment. You shall have no other guides before me. Number two, you shall not worship false ideas, as that others will protect you. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Second Amendment in vain, claiming to support me while infringing me. Number four, remember the tradition of American gun ownership and keep your sacred liberties. Number five, honor your fathers and mothers who defended your rights before you. Number six, you shall not murder, though self-defense is your God-given right. Number seven, you shall be faithful to your firearms and care for them as for yourself. Number eight, you shall not steal or use firearms for any evil purpose. Number nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, but bear true witness for the right to keep and bear arms. And number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's guns, for they have the same right to keep and bear arms as you. So, feel free to buy yourself all that you want. You can never have too many. Right? Yeah. I think I have time to talk about this real quick. I got an email regarding the national reciprocity query that I put out yesterday. And this person is a listener of the show and does not want me to use his name. So I'm going to give you what he wrote to me in the email, and then we're going to answer that when we get back. All very reasoned arguments we're getting here. It starts out, I am somewhat of an unusual duck, and then I am a university professor who believes in the Second Amendment. Because of my work environment, I would appreciate you not using my name if you discussed my opinion. I was listening to your podcast from yesterday, Thursday, November 17th, when you talked about the new administration working with Congress to establish national reciprocity and how great that would be. My comment is a question. Would it really be that great? Do we want the federal government to start setting national firearms regulations? When Congress passes the law, the executive branch develops the regulations that implement the law. I believe that Trump would respect our gun rights, but a future administration could use the reciprocity law to enact revised regulations that could seriously impact our ability to carry. For example, the federal government could establish a minimum licensing requirement that could make it very difficult for an individual to obtain a license, citing training, experience, proficiency, etc. My concern is that once we open the door to federal involvement, they will take it over and use the muscle of the federal government to make the states do what the federal government wants them to regarding carry licenses. They use the budget to get states to lower the BAC criteria, which is an issue related to driver's licenses, which you use as an analogy, talking about me yesterday. While the Trump administration and Congress may implement a Second Amendment-friendly reciprocity bill, a future Congress and administration that is not 2A-friendly could revise the legislation or regulations. I see the national reciprocity as something that may someday limit my ability to get/keep a carry license. Of course, I live in a gun-friendly state and just stay out of those states that are not gun-friendly. You and me both. I just don't have a lot of confidence that the federal government can do a good job with national reciprocity over the long haul. I hope to hear some thought about this in the future. In my mind, the discussion needs to shift to how the legislation and regulations would be written to protect states' rights over the long haul. Valid. It's a very valid argument. One of the things about the Heller decision that I did not like was while Scalia put out some degree of detail, he left a whole lot of things out, and he left a lot of doors open. And when he got out there and said that there it could be subject to reasonable regulations, he did not get out there and say what is unreasonable versus what is reasonable. So I see exactly what he's saying. But when we get back, I'm going to address this concern to the best of my ability, okay? I'm not a politician. I'm not a lawmaker. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't say it at Holiday Inn Express last night. I'm going to give it my best shot when we get back and, press on for national reciprocity, of course. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition.
ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is. Check them out. Go buy your ammunition right now. Unless you're going to roll it, then go to Crack and Pop, of course. Now then, I got this letter from this gentleman, or I'm presuming this is a man, although if whoever it is, male or female, I'm dubbing you the professor. If you ever choose to listen in on the live show and call in, identify yourself as the professor, I will know it's you. Anybody else that tries to impersonate the professor, well, we will probably deal with you. His concern is that opening the door to the feds to get them to put federal reciprocity in place also opens the door to them being able to rescind it, take it back, a whole lot of other things. Now, here's a couple of things to consider, if you would, Professor. First of all, if a bill goes forward, if the language is written correctly, which I rarely see ever, some of these bills that are all, especially with guns, guns are almost vague. Any gun law, any pro-gun law always seems really vague. It's dealing in things that I just don't quite understand. But if they were to actually go out and hire a group of people that know what they're talking about and get the bill right, that's step one. Step two is that once they've got the bill in place, well, we're going to, in the foreseeable future, at least in mine and the professor's foreseeable future, we're going to have the Supreme Court now. So while this may get challenged, it would go to a Supreme Court that is now gun friendly, a little more. And, you know, when I say gun friendly, I'm just talking about the way the intent of the Bill of Rights, which unfortunately nowadays has to be gun friendly because we exist in a parallel universe where, you know, with the liberals, it's always opposite day. We can go in and infringe upon the Second Amendment all the way. Take this, take that. This gun is bad. That gun's bad. But hey, I respect the Second Amendment. That's the liberal way. The other problem with not getting the feds involved in this is that the states that are against their citizens owning guns, New Jersey. Let's look at Carol Bowne. Carol Bowne was a 38 years old. I think she was a hairdresser. She had this boyfriend that was a lunatic or a psychotic, or he was violent. And she knew he was violent, and she went through the exact process that New Jersey outlines you have to do to get a gun. New Jersey being New Jersey, they did everything they could to keep from saying yes or no. Kept dragging it out until finally she was murdered in her own driveway. New Jersey is not going to voluntarily acquiesce to this. The problem, and, you know, like the professor says, he doesn't go to these states where they're not gun friendly. I understand that. I get that part. But these people, these people are moving out of these bastions of hell and coming into my area, which is in the southeast. And when they get down here, what they want to do is they escaped everything that they disliked about the Northeast, but they've come to the Southeast. And one of the things some of these people seem to like is gun control. So they want to implement that here and give them time. Give them time. Demographics constantly shift. Despite what just happened in this last election, if Trump does good, I feel a little bit better about long-term stability. And I think he's doing fine right now. I think his choices and everything that he's picked for his cabinet are good choices. But I'm not confident, and I'm not going to wait on the states. California has 9 million gun owners. 9 million who are completely disenfranchised. And California does not have the kind of gun ownership problem to where they're having crime from legal law-abiding citizens. They have a lot of, you know, They've got a lot of gangbangers there. Gangbangers outnumber the cops in Los Angeles. So these people have been disfranchised, and they don't want to leave. The people, the gun owners of New Jersey, Freddie Real of Ammo Land, that's his home. He believes he should be able to be free in his home. New Jersey is one of the 50 states of America. Anthony Calandro, gun for hire. That's their home. They want to fight and make their home better. So what's been tried and what's happening, you know, in New York State, the entirety of New York State, in Albany now, if somebody dies and they have a gun permit, they circle his house until, you know, they can say honestly that, well, we gave you enough time to grieve. Now we want that gun that he had a permit for because he's not transferring it to anybody. Nobody's transferring it to themselves here. You know, that's happening in New York State. Maryland, Illinois, it goes on and on. It goes on and on. These states that are becoming cratered, like Baltimore's becoming, like Chicago's becoming, people are dying in these states. They're being falsely imprisoned in these states. They're being, you know, what is so legal in one state and you cross an imaginary line on a map and then boom, you're incarcerated. And your life is ruined and you have to spend tens of thousands of dollars just to try to remain free in the sun. Professor, your argument is well founded. And it is certainly something to consider as we go forward. But I say let's go forward. That was I wish I got more emails like that. I do. That was excellent. Sir or ma'am, if you're ever listening on the live show, please call in and at least just identify yourself to me so I can say thanks for the letter because that was a great, great email. But my thoughts are the states that are anti-freedom need to be treated like the states that were anti-rights. And I'm from most of them, one of them, when the feds had to come in here and enforce that. Desegregation and all that stuff, all that democratic nonsense. So, we'll have to be diligent, no doubt about that. But that's the cost of being a good citizen. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, back at you, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, if you are a basketball player who's been entrusted with the task of intentionally throwing a game in which you were playing, it is an exceedingly bad thing if you sprained an ankle just beforehand and you are unable to play. Now, it's not your fault, but you've likely received some money up front for your services, and being unable to play amounts to your breaching your contract. Given that the other party in this contract can consist of some rather unsavory types with poorly developed senses of humor, you, the sideline player, may find yourself in a highly difficult situation. So, I submit to you that I believe that large numbers of sizable donations to Mrs. Hillary Clinton's foundation were made with the assumption that Hillary would become president. The size and source of the donation suggests that the donations were made on the assumption that presidential favors would one day be paid. Not Secretary of State level favors, but chief executive type favors. And then, along comes November 8th, and the unthinkable happens. And then we have the situation where money has been paid, but the favor cannot be returned. Now, given that the donors in this case may have the same poorly developed senses of existential humor as in the above sports analogy, I'd surmise that the Clintons may have somewhat of a situation on their hands about now. If you are the Wahhabi Oil Company and you've donated $20 million to try to keep a lid on American coal or natural gas production only to find that your player can no longer throw the game, do you just chalk that up to fate, the vagaries of politics or the will of Allah? I'm thinking you might want some or all of that money returned. And therein lies the heart of the predicament. The Clintons might want to increase their lifespan expectancy by returning said funds. But I'm guessing that returning money is not their strong suit. In addition, our upcoming newly functional Department of Justice might be very interested in seeing quite sizable round-trip money transfers coming and going from the Clinton Foundation, something you don't typically see in outfits like the Salvation Army or the United Way. I have never heard of a presidential candidate that prepared a fireworks celebration in advance to celebrate her election night victory. That such, in fact, transpired here attests to the assurance that our Madam Secretary had in the election outcome. Given the degree of apoplexy this past week in not just our media, but also the foreign media, I'd venture to say that the apoplexy might have extended to the Clinton Foundation donors themselves. This could be an extremely, supremely riveting story that we may never be privy to, but we may see some results here and there, depending on, you know, how it goes. The propagandists of the Democrats' media machine have more than met their match in Donald Trump as well. Our new president, the one we picked, as conservatives know too well until very recently, Republicans got into the habit of caving in when push comes to shove on important issues. Budget disputes shutting down the government are the preeminent examples of this phenomenon. This is where the media gets out there and says, so you're not going to do this, so you're going to let the government be shut down while, you know, the Republicans are dealing with an untenable situation, lifting the debt ceiling. You know, that doesn't pay the bills. That just increases the debt. So let's call this the media veto. It's actually a cooperative endeavor of the media and the Democrats, an actual conspiracy, if you would, a covert plan of action hatched and carried out in secrecy. And if you want to dismiss it as a conspiracy theory, it is one that has been validated by the facts, thanks to WikiLeaks documenting the level of corrupt collusion between major media and Democrat strategists. So here, for you, I give you the basic script that is filled in with details appropriate to the immediate circumstances. The Hollywood branch of the political machine does this for a living, after all. Act 1. Cruel, evil, angry old white men try to do something inflicting hideous damage on the American people, particularly the vulnerable among us. There's nothing like fear to grab an audience. Then comes Act 2. Horrible things happen. Remember the sleigh rides at national parks that were canceled? Great visuals with sad children? Christmas linked the themes of compassion, generosity, and other values that progressives pretend to embrace. Act 3. The heroes in the Democratic Party listen to the cries for change coming from demonstrators, paid or not. Faced with the enormity of their evil being discovered by the guardians in the media, the Republicans cave in. This has worked over and over again. But then enter Trump. And this customary path to victory finally met its match. And then some, because Trump was able to execute political jujitsu and turn their demonization of him into an asset. Trump is a man of many parts, a fact that still eludes his critics that don't understand what a master or even a skilled serial entrepreneur does, and who dismiss him as a simpleton. The relevant aspect of Trump here is his skill as a showman. The last president who understood showmanship did pretty well despite being notoriously dismissed as an amiable dunce. So Trump, the showman, constructed a counter-narrative that the media are biased, as much as the public now believes, and that they're just trying to make him look bad. Q
WikiLeaks. Shock of Trump's victory is severe for your garden variety liberals, but for the media conspirators, it is catastrophic. The very basis of their power has been rendered ineffective. Now, of course, they're doubling down, putting a negative spin on everything. The penicillin may not be working, so they just increase the dosage. Soon enough, President Trump will command the bully pulpit. So I'm not sure their strategy will work. As a matter of fact, I think they're beginning to look ridiculous. I think you, mainstream media, are looking absolutely ridiculous. And even worse, all of those other Republicans saw what happened and are starting to conclude that the media emperors may not have had such a great wardrobe after all. I hope that Trump emboldens the Republicans. I hope that Trump puts them, I want to see a bit of a swagger. I want to see some arrogance. I want to see some confidence, and I want to see some justice. And I can't tell you what kind of expletive justice I'm looking for, because then my guy on the other side would have to hit the dump button, and I'm not going to make him do that. But I'm ready to see all of that, as I think you probably are too. And it's coming. It is coming with the cascade of days as they drip away. Tomorrow's the 19th. The day after that, it'll be the 20th. That'll be 2 months from now. And then the era of Obama is over. And something else begins instead. And we'll be here to see it because we put it in place. Sit back and thank yourselves. And this year, have some Thanksgiving because it's well worth it. We'll be right back.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I thought about this when David from San Francisco called the other day. The junk he was talking about the nonprofits and all this other stuff, and how he was making it sound like these gun rights organizations, particularly Gun Owners of America, is just rolling in money. And the money they take in, they just pass out amongst themselves. A key fiction of gun control supporters has been perpetuating for nearly a half century that the big money is in, quote unquote, the gun lobby. So whether it's the latest political cartoon depicting NRA buying off Congress or an alternate pantsuit Clinton delegate or at the Democratic National Convention contending that all of the money, the big money, is with the NRA, gun control advocates continue to claim that the gun rights groups armed with supposed limitless wealth are preventing the gun control agenda from moving forward. Well, let me tell you something. I have not seen the paperwork, although I would hazard a guess that as far as money taken in by gun rights groups, I would say that probably it comes down to coming in first would be NRA, no doubt about it. Then probably the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms / Second Amendment Foundation / Jews for Firearms Ownership Preservation or whatever they call themselves. That little conglomerate. Then NAGR. National Association of Gun Rights, then Gun Owners of America. Maybe. Gun Owners of America, who was the object of his attack, and you can look at this by going and looking at their IRS records because they are a nonprofit, takes in between $2 and $2.5 million a year. $2 and $2.5 million a year. Which is, you know, about 100 times less than the NRA, to be honest with you. National Association for Gun Rights, I know, takes in more money than that. I don't know about Second Amendment Foundation. And the reason the NRA takes in so much money is because the NRA has so many different things that they do. I mean, they certify teachers. They certify, they have merchandise. They have massive media, lots and lots of media, all kinds of media. So they have quite the thing going on there. They're out there. They are the big 800-pound gorilla. However, however, just in California alone, for the Safety for All Committee, Lieutenant Gavin Newsom's Safety for All Committee, which is advocating just for one thing, anti-gun Proposition 63. Anti-gun Proposition 63. They have raised nearly $4 million for that in California. $4 million. Nearly twice that Gun Owners of America takes in every year. In California, the pro-gunners have raised $467,000 versus $4 million. Okay? Where is this discrepancy? Is this with this example? Let's see. Newsom's campaign committees received $1.1 million from the California Democratic Party. $732,000 from Newsom's own campaign committee, and $400,000 from former Facebook president Sean Parker. Then there's a lot of people that have cut him checks for six figures. A lot of wealthy Californian people. So, a similar scenario played out during the campaign for Washington Initiative 594. Which criminalized the private transfer of firearms. Billionaires Paul Allen, Bill and Melinda Gates, Michael Bloomberg, and Steve and Connie Ballmer all gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to support the new restrictions. In a single contribution, billionaire Nick Hanauer gave $1 million towards that effort. In Colorado, for every dollar the grassroots was spending to do that recall, anti-gunners were spending, they spent 22. Now, what is this money for? It's not for buying votes, because that doesn't happen to that degree, not with that much money. Most of that money is going in the massive media campaign to drill the lie into somebody's head long enough to where they begin to believe it. It's coming November. Nevadans will face a gun control initiative on the ballot in question one, which, like Washington, would criminalize private transfer of firearms. This was created by a group called Nevadans for Background Checks. In 2014, Bloomberg, his group, Everytown, gave Nevadans for Background Checks $1.9 million. That same year, Parker gave the group $250,000. Hanauer gave $150,000. Since its initial contributions, the Bloomberg Front Group has continued to pump hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Nevada campaign. In May, Conway gave $75,000 to the effort. In June, Hanauer contributed another $125,000. This is not about, this isn't, I mean, these guys aren't even officials. They're just people with money. They're not in public life. They just don't want there to be any guns. They don't want you to be able to do with your private property what you want to do with, is what it boils down to. Now, some of the less dishonest corners of the gun control movement have admitted the big money gun lobby narrative is false. What it boils down to is the gun lobby doesn't exist. You do have some people that may lobby for legislation, but every group out there has that. And we would be foolish not to have it ourselves. Most of these gun rights organizations have a specialty. Second Amendment Foundation, they will sue you all day long. NRA, well, they have a great many hats that they wear. Gun Owners of America, very good at getting the word out. They have, while they don't have a lot of money and they don't have a lot of members, they do have a massive email list, and they will get with people that are not members. It's free to join the email list. And then phone calls start, and this was what happened in April of 2013. That's when they voted for gun control in April of 2013. for expanded background checks, the private transfer kind of thing. And it failed because constituents got a hold of Democrats. Democrats were in charge of the Senate at the time, and they didn't get, I think they got 47 votes. And there were more Democratic senators than that. So the next time you're confronted by someone who's fallen hook, line, and sinker for the tired gun control narrative about the wealthy gun lobby, let them know that, you know, the gun control movement's billionaire benefactors. Let them know about that. This is buying rights. Buying rights. What pro-gun groups do, since they don't have the money to buy the media, is they create the media. NRA does it. I mean, I started out doing what I do for GOA. And the media that's out there, I mean, there's quite a bit of, I would call it guerrilla media out there when it comes to pro-gun positions. There's a few general talkers out there that do know what they're talking about when it comes to the pro-gun argument, but not an overwhelming amount. I've been on some of their shows before where they just embarrass themselves. So it's really quite a specialized field to be in, and it's not a money. There's not a lot of money in that field. So keeping it that way, just understand that what these guys are doing, what these billionaires are trying to do, for some reason, is buy your rights and then do away with them. We're going to roll into hour number two. When we get back, how do you survive a mass killing rampage? This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.